PET-CT is inappropriate for diagnosis. The diagnosis of melanoma requires biopsy and histopathological examination. FDG PET does not reliably distinguish between benign and malignant nevi, particularly for the small cutaneous lesions that usually characterize pigmented skin lesions. PET-CT is inappropriate for stages 1 and 2 in patients with low pretest probability of metastasis. PET is less sensitive than sentinel node biopsy for staging of regional lymph nodes. In patients with low pretest probability of distant metastasis, the sensitivity of PET for distant metastasis has been reported to be low. Very small metastases are common in melanoma and may be beyond the resolution of PET, despite the usually high avidity of these tumors for FDG, which will usually enable PET to overcome other imaging modalities. PET-CT is appropriate for stages 1 and 2 in patients with high pretest probability of metastasis. PET may be indicated in stage 1A if there is adverse features to evaluate specific signs or symptoms. PET is appropriate in stage 1B, 2A, 2B, 2C to evaluate signs or symptoms and for detecting potentially operable metastases with intermediate or high risk of distant metastases. PET-CT is potentially appropriate for stage 3 or potential stage 4. There is a role for PET in assessing local, regional, or distant disease to guide appropriate therapy. A case of malignant melanoma in the medial left thigh. Meet PET and axial PET-CT images show hypermetabolic metastatic non-enlarged lymph nodes in the popliteal and left external iliac areas. For all stages, PET can help to characterize lesions found to be indeterminate on CT scan and can image areas of the body not studied by routine body CT scans. A case of metastatic melanoma to bowel, spleen, stomach and lymph nodes demonstrated by coronal-fused PET-CT and PET images. PET-CT is inappropriate for response evaluation. There are few data supporting the role of PET in assessing response to systemic therapy evaluation.